All right. Got the music rolling. Music's a little weird today, but let's get weird. So, this is the Keto Cast Podcast. And honestly, I'm doing the carnivore diet right now, so it should probably be the carnivore cast. But happy to be back. I've been doing these more. I've been enjoying them more. I feel like I've been growing and getting better doing them. I might be wrong. I might be trash. And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't care. I hope I am giving you guys some value. I've been getting more listeners on my podcast. So, I mean, that excites the hell out of me. Because I would do this if zero people were listening, or I'd be doing it if 20,000 people were listening. But, you know, regardless, just having the people that do listen, tune in, is just amazing to me. You know, I don't know in what setting you're listening to this, whether it's the car or just at home laying in bed because you're bored. I don't know what the case is, but thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I want to just give you a little bit of an update on, I want to talk about a couple things. First, I want to talk about the carnivore diet and how it's going for me so far. Also, I want to dip in. I've been seeing, you know, and I haven't been seeing a ton of it, but the past couple of days, some of my close friends that I have dealt with. Let me turn this music down. It's kind of weird. But the past couple of days, I've been seeing a lot of my close friends just deal with depression, deal with bad anxiety. Just deal with just bullshit. And so I want to dip into that on, you know, how I stay positive and motivated, and you know, hopefully I can help you out if you are fighting something with that. You know, hopefully this episode doesn't get too dark, because I don't particularly like talking about this stuff, because, you know, it just goes against being a, you know, positive mindset, you know, when you have to actually analyze the darkness of depression. So, firstly, though, on the carnivore diet, am I liking it? I love it so far. So I'm on day 3, probably. Uh-oh, got a new beat coming on. I'm so trash when it comes to the music. Like, I literally just YouTube motivational instrumental music and play it. I need to step my music game up. If there's any music producers out there listening to this, I want some tracks. You know, different ones I can play. I'll give you shout-outs, whatever you want. But anyways, the carnivore diet. So I've been on it for, I believe, 3 days now. I'm not really keeping track too much. And I love it, guys. Like, I'm eating, you know, I'm doing a bulk right now. And usually during a bulk, I'm real bloated in the past anyways from eating carbs, because I've only done a pure carb bulk. I tried doing it on keto. I was having a hard time getting all my calories in. Now with this, it's not that bad, because I'm eating a lot of beef, which is super high in calories. But I haven't been bloated. I actually feel like I've burned fat and gained a ton of lean muscle being on the carnivore diet. Like for dinner, I mean, I'm still eating a ton, but it's just, I don't know, it's weird. But for dinner tonight, before I went and worked out twice today, and for my first pre meal before my workout, I ate a pound and a half of ribeye steak. It was like three ribeye steaks, and they came out to be a pound and a half. It was a ton. I was so stuffed afterwards, but I had like one of the best workouts of my life. Like, I got such a crazy, I did chest, and I got such a crazy pump. Like, it was probably one of the better chest workouts I've ever had, honestly. And, you know, I've noticed that afterwards, my recovery, and I think it's just because how many calories I'm consuming, my body's recovering so fast. But, like, when I was on my cut, if I would work out chest for the next 3-4 days, I couldn't work out chest again. Now my recovery time is, like, about 2 days. I could work out chest again in about 2 days. Usually I do it on the third day just because if I wait that extra day, I can really get a solid workout in. But no, guys, so far on the carnivore diet, I love it. I'm going to go get some blood work done probably here in the next couple weeks just to make sure that this diet's not killing me or anything, like, secretively. So I'm pretty curious, and I want to keep you guys up to date with that. So, yeah, I would highly recommend it so far. Like I said, I'm only on day three. So I'll probably have a better report for you guys when it comes to, like, week two. I'm super curious to see if I do get tired of meat. I do love my greens. I do love my fruits. So it's going to be interesting to me how this plays out with my cravings. Today I literally had zero carbs. So that's kind of, this diet's kind of like keto on steroids. Okay. So lastly, and I hate talking about this subject. I don't hate it. I love it if I can pull you through, but if I can't, then I'm just chirping. But to give you a little context, I want to talk about depression. To give you a little context just about what I came from, not what I came from, but just the mental state I was in to get, you know, kind of dark for a minute. For more than half my life, I would say, I was in a super bad, really depressed state. A lot of it had to do with my weight. A lot of it, I'm sure, looking now, had to do with bad nutrition, just not treating my body right. I mean, I was drinking, I was eating terrible food, I was smoking cigarettes. I think that played a role into it. I think not having a ton of self-confidence because of my weight played a role into it. I think a lot of things did. I didn't have too many friends. I mean, I had three or four that were super, super close, but I wasn't super social. I was a real shy kid in school, and I was just real, you know, to myself. Everybody on the outside, I always had a fake smile on. Everybody on the outside thought I was so happy all the time, and really, I was, like, dying inside, and I got to a certain point where even on the outside, I was, like, just, like, my whole... I was going down a super bad path, guys. And when I say this, I mean it 100%. If I didn't get healthier with diet and lose weight and just be able to gain more self-confidence in myself, I was getting to a point where I wanted to kill myself. And there was actually one time that I can remember, because I spoke to my mom and she said, you know, if you do have any of these feelings, go to the ER. And there was one time where I was at such a low point that I remember driving. I was living in my best friend's garage at the time, sleeping on the couch like a complete bum, not paying really any rent. And I just felt like a piece of shit. I had a business at the time, but I spent more of my money on drugs and just dumb shit. And I was driving to the ER, actually, because I just, like, I was wanting to kill myself, and I knew these thoughts weren't healthy, and I knew that if I didn't at least make the effort to go, that it might end my life, and it scared me so much. And I think tasting that rock bottom, you know, and I think that everybody, when they feel like they've hit rock bottom, there's always one, two, three, or five more steps before you actually get there. Because I felt like I've hit rock bottom 10 times before, and then something else happens and it gets lower. So it can always get lower. And one of my friends yesterday, I was talking to her, and she said that she thinks she was at the lowest point in her life. And, you know, to me, that basically sounded like she was at rock bottom. You know, she couldn't get any lower. It was the end. And, you know, she wasn't suicidal, I don't think, but she was just in such a terrible place. And, you know, I told her, when she said that she was at such a low place, I told her that was great. Because it's so much easier when you start at completely ground zero, You only have, I mean, you have two ways to go. And one of them is death, which is super, super dark. Or if you just keep on chugging, you only have one way to go, and that's up. And I feel like once you hit that rock bottom so many times, you can appreciate what up feels like. So for me, when I started getting, it was all just about who I was hanging out with. You know, if you're hanging around people that always complain, or if you're always thinking negative thoughts, for me, what I was telling her, you know, is stop dwelling. You know, if have the mindset, for me, and this is what I said too, is I said it was good that she was hitting rock bottom. If you look at everything with a positive mindset, you know, I got hit by a car 2 weeks ago. Good, you know, I'm gonna, you know, if you look at everything as a positive instead of a negative, and you don't dwell on it, and you just keep going, you don't stop to look back and say, fucked up there. I mean, it's one thing to learn from mistakes, but it's another to just sit there and dwell and complain and blame yourself. Because let me tell you something, there's too many people, if you make a mistake, there's too many people out there that are blaming you and pointing it out to you. So you don't need to do it to yourself. Your best thing to do for yourself is learn from it, move on, and just keep thinking positive fucking thoughts. Like, for me, I had to pump so much positivity because I was sold all the wrong shit the whole time. I was told for the whole time that, you know, I was hanging out with people that everybody thought the government, and even my, I mean, even my own family, it was the government this, the government's holding me back, the government's doing this. Well, if somebody gets in, then this is going to happen. This is going to change things for us. But it's not about that. It's not about that. It's not about, nobody can affect you but you. No matter what happens, it's your fault. It's on you. Like, there's nothing else to it. If you, I mean, I just don't know what else to say, guys. You know, it's hard to stress this enough. It's just about pumping positivity into your mind. I had to stop listening to every negative thing. I stopped hanging out with every single one of my friends. I still don't hang out with many of my friends. I see them every now and then. I'll call them up every now and then and talk to them because I fucking love those guys. But am I going to spend every day with them? I can't, because that just changes me up. I'm my happiest when I'm either around super positive people or in my own head, because I pump positivity in me. I listen to positive things. All I consume is positive things. When some negative shit comes on the news, if there's a bombing somewhere tomorrow and 100 people die, instead of saying, oh, the world sucks, like, you know, that's so fucked up, it's fucked up, comma, you know, I'm so grateful that that wasn't here, or that wasn't me, or, you know, I'm so grateful that I'm still alive, or I'm so grateful that I don't live in a country where that happens. I'm so grateful that I had a good mom and a loving dad when I was growing up. You know how many people, even in the U.S., don't have that? Do you know how many people had to deal? Do you know how many people I've talked to that have had to deal with rape? And that's bad from my stance. Like, what's worse than getting, like, for me, I can't imagine getting raped. That never happened to me. So, like, what do I have to complain about? Like, what do it, like, I don't have that much money right now? Like, is that what I have to complain about? Because that's not shit compared to being raped. That's a permanent scar. If you are the person that got raped, or if you are the person that got beat as a kid, or had to see some really, had a parent die, or just had to see some fucked up shit, then, like, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and dwell about it and think about it for the rest of your life and use that as an excuse for the rest of your life? Or are you going to make, are you going to pump positivity and look at that as positive and just go from there? Like, if anybody has ever made it, there are plenty of people that have made it, and you have to figure out what making it is. But if it's being happy, there are plenty of people that are happy as shit right now and grateful to be in the situation they're in right now, that have came from a fucked up situation, that have came from a terrible situation. So, you know, if you're sad about a breakup, you just have to look at other people's shit. You know, stay in your own mind, but at the same time, you have to realize that you don't have it bad at all. It could get a million times worse tomorrow. And you just have to be so grateful for being alive. Like, I don't know what else to say. When I pumped positivity into my mind and looked at every single thing in life as a positive, every time a negative thing comes up, realize that that's fucking poison coming up. That's, you know, call it whatever you want, call it the devil, call it whatever, but that's poison coming into your mind, and you need to get it the fuck out. You need to, every time a negative comes through, you need to look at the positive. And trust me, by doing that, shit's gonna change. I truly believe that my depression was just caused by, it's a chemical imbalance. And it could be, but if that's the case, if I do have a chemical imbalance, well, I found the cure for it. And I used to take antidepressants and anxiety medication. And I just didn't like the feeling. It almost weirdly made me more depressed, realizing that I was being controlled by a substance. I just didn't like that fact that I needed a substance that probably, I mean, isn't natural for my body to be consuming, but I needed that to be in the right place, and it weirdly made me more depressed thinking of that. So I wouldn't take them, and I was more depressed because I wouldn't take them. But I don't think that it's a chemical imbalance. I think I'm not going to say an excuse, because I know that's a scientific thing to where, you know, chemical imbalance, you might be depressed, you might be overly excited, you might be a ton of different things. But I think too many people use it as an excuse. I think that is true for some, but I think 95% of people that use that say that, it's a fucking excuse. And you need to stop it. You need to stop it with the excuses. You need to stop it with the poor me. And you just need to go. Like, there's nothing else to it. You just need to figure out what you love in life and do that. Whether it makes you money, you know, whether you get what you want, you know, it'll come. Just do what you love. Don't worry about it. You know, you're young. If you're a 40-year-old, you're young. If you're a 50-year-old, you're young. If you're a 60-year-old, you've got time. If you're a 20-year-old, then you need to shut your mouth about the complaining, because you've got plenty of fucking time. That's all you got. And I think it's mainly young people. I think with me, you know, I'm only 22 years old, and I think that I experienced most of these feelings and just most of my bad shit, you know, whether it was drug addiction, me being unhealthy. I experienced most of this before I was 20 years old. Most of it was from the ages of probably 12 to 20 years old. And I think just that experience and the way I look at it now is like, I learned that shit then. Some would look at it as a negative, like I fucked up those years of my life, or like that really put me behind 3 or 4 years from where I could be now. But I would look at that as positive as fuck. Like, I'm 22 years old and I learned all that stuff. That's a learning experience. I see so many 22, 23 year olds that are just beginning that process. So they've been out of college, they're getting out of, you know, whatever it is, and they're going through like a weird, awkward, like, pre-life crisis to where they don't want to fully go into working and being a bore, and they want to kind of keep partying, but it's kind of getting to the point where people are like, you know, what are you about to do? And it's just such a weird time for a lot of people my age, and I'm glad that I kind of already got that out of the way. I feel like for me, because I'm so into what I'm doing now, and I just want to, I mean, if I could help one person with this episode, that's really all I want. That's really all I want, is just one person to break through and message me and say that they heard it and, you know, things are getting better. They've been in a super dark place. I want that. And if you message me and say that you're at rock bottom, like, I'm pumped. I am so happy for you that you're at rock bottom. Because you only got one way to go. Like, it's just all upside. Like, what is going to get worse? Maybe a little. But you're already so fucking low, like, you can't dig the hole much deeper. You can't get much lower. And you just gotta climb out, man. Like, you're wasting your life. Life is such a beautiful thing if you look at it in a positive aspect. It's the most beautiful thing, just having a life. And if you're gonna sit there and waste time by dwelling and looking at old shit and waste time by being a negative person, like, you have no idea how much this episode is pumping me up right now, that I'm just alive and I'm a person. And I'm not a tree, or I'm not a bug that's gonna die and somebody swats it, okay? I'm not a mosquito that's just coming to take your blood. I'm a fucking person that's swatting the mosquitoes. I'm killing all those bastards, okay? So, that's all I've got to say, guys. I really hope that I can help somebody with this episode. I really hope that you guys can hear this music, because I was fucking getting into it on a rant. But I'm about to end it. If you guys do like this podcast, let me know about it. I mean, it does mean a lot just hearing your guys' feedback. Maybe give it an applause. Maybe give it a favorite. Whatever feels best to you. I really try to provide you as much value as I can while documenting my journey through whether it's diet, nutrition, or just, you know, trying to be a good person. I don't want credit. I don't need you going around telling everybody that I'm this great guy. I don't care about that. I want to help people one by one, not in a mass, but if I could help 10 people at scale, that would mean more to me than helping 10,000 people a little bit and just giving them a motivational thing. So I want you guys to message me. I want to interact with you. I want to hear your story. And I just want to talk. I want to be that positive person. If you're in one of those situations to where you don't have any positive people in your life, you're exactly where I was, and you know you don't want to go rogue, you still want somebody to talk to, I'll be that person for you. I'll be like your sponsor for an AA meeting. Shout out to all the AA meeting people out there. I used to go to those. But I want to be there for you guys. You know, I want to interact with you. So. Anyways, I'm hopping off of here. But once again, my name's Ross. Follow me on Instagram if you'd like. You can interact with me on there. I believe you can interact with me on here. Favorite this podcast if you like it. Applause it. But I'm hopping off of here. So have a good night, guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.